What's the new what? I say disrespect is the new chivalry.
Check this out. Thai food restaurants are the new Mexican food restaurants.
Unprotected sex is the new engagement ring.
Killing is the new fighting.
And now our weekly series, What's the New What? A series of commentaries from Youth Radio. Today, Luis Sierra says ad executives are finally paying attention to him.
What's the new what?
Hey, loco, I kept trying to call you at home.
Spanglish is the new ad lingo. Spanglish is what marketers are using to sell everything from the war in Iraq.
I'm a soldier. Yo soy el army.
To Burger King's fusion food, chicken fries.
BK chicken fries.
Chicken fries?
Si, son new. Watcha.
But don't get it twisted. Spanglish, code switching between English and Spanish, has been around for a long time. And you can hear it everywhere Spanish speakers live and communicate with one another. I mean, the last time I was driving through my school parking lot with my friend, I found myself saying, hey, there, un parqueadero, just step on the brecas. When meaning to say, hey, look, a parking space, just step on the brakes. But according to Catarino Lopez, creative director of Brownlee Communications and maker of the BK Chicken Fries commercial, no one will be stepping on the brakes of this Spanglish ad craze anytime soon.
In a high school, you always have an incoming class of freshmen, and you always have an outgoing class of seniors. And so the Latino market is exactly that. There's always an incoming class of immigrants coming fresh from other countries to find jobs and better opportunities here.
And as immigrants become what Lopez refers to as sophomores and juniors, the products advertisers will try to sell to them will get more and more expensive, like this Toyota commercial.
Papa, why do we have a hybrid?
For your future.
But this ad isn't just selling a $30,000 hybrid car, it's selling something more. Assimilation.
Why?
It's better for the air, and we spend less because it runs on gas and electrical power. It uses both.
Like you with English and Spanish.
Sí.
The Association of Hispanic Advertising Agencies estimates that Latino purchasing power will grow to over $1 trillion by 2010. But Ilan Stavins, the editor of the Spanglish Dictionary and professor at Amherst College, believes the financial impact of Spanglish will be minor when compared to the way it will rewrite culture.
Spanglish is not likely to disappear in the next 10 or 20 years, just the opposite. It will become much more used in media that not only targets Latinos, but targets the country as a whole, ultimately shaping the way we use the English language and we use the Spanish language.
Yeah, that's right. Eso era lo que yo pensaba. Spanglish is about my hybrid identity, not my hybrid car, because, well, I just can't afford one. So it's nothing new to me. But for those marketers who think it's el último grito, Spanglish is the new ad lingo.
Luis Sierra is a Youth Radio commentator. What's your new what? Let us know by emailing us. The address is what@npr.org.
What?
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 What's the new what?